Okay, Shalom, Rabbi Yisai. I got you. I just saw your email. Shukriach. Okay. We finished the previous perek, the very long perekay. I just want to reiterate the very, very profound perspective that the Chavos HaLevavos gave us at the end. The understanding that the ability to admire virtues that we see by others that we don't have, aspects of Avedas Hashem, practices that we're not necessarily doing, the ability to admire that, he calls that Kvod Shaman. I might not be doing what that person is doing. It puts me on the defensive, right? And what's actually happening now is that I'm putting my own ego before Hashem. Because my comfort, I'm not doing something I want to feel comfortable about, right? So and so, he, I don't know, let's say, example, he wears a gartel. I don't wear a gartel. I want to feel comfortable about it. Therefore, in order to feel comfortable about it, I have to explain why we don't believe in it. We. But you know what? The ability to say, I might not do it, he does. It's a diktuk in halacha, it's a hidur. You know what? I don't do it. But I admire the fact that he does. So you're not wearing a gato. What you're doing instead is you're being mahadar in Kvod Shamayim. Being mahadar in Avas Hashem. Things that I can't give Hashem, I want him to get from others. And I'm very happy to see that he's getting it from others. Very, very chosh of a perspective. Very chosh of a perspective. Okay. Now we move on to the last perek of Shal Yichla Maisa, perek Vav. Let's remember what the subject of Shayuk Lamais is about. We went to a very long tangent of the various assaults of the Yitzhara. Where did it all come from? How did the discussion start, right? That's what we talked about. How did that discussion start? Yuchad Amaisa, the subject of Yuchad Amaisa was whatever you're doing, specifically mitzvahs, but ultimately to really expand it to everything you can, should be geared toward Hashem, should be dedicated toward Hashem, should be motivated by your desire to please Hashem. Should be for the purpose of pleasing Hashem. And one of the most basic assaults of the Yetzirah, as we saw, is to try to change that. Trying to please Hashem, also try to please others, this, that, or just be distracted. A blank mind is also fine for the Yetzirah. But not to be with a mindset of, my goal here is, my focus here is, my agenda here is, am I going to please Hashem? So Yichud HaMaisa is about the mind behind the ma'asim that you do, the actions that you do, right? It's about where your heart is, right? So, here the Chavos HaLevavos concludes by telling us, we can settle into certain rotes. We can settle into rotes where we do things because of social pressures. We can settle into rotes where we do things mindlessly, right? So, but as he was b'machshava u'shmirasa, the paying attention to where my mind is, meaning same way I have to be on top of are my actions as they ought to be, I need to be on top of my mind, shmirasa, and to be guarding it, to be making sure I'm not letting in any bad motives, I'm not letting in any bad gravitations, be protecting my mind and making sure I have it exactly in the place where I want it. You should, it's important to make sure that you do not neglect to take stock of your thoughts, your thoughts, your mind. Because you're living a life of Shmiras Halacha. You're living a life of mitzvahs, right? You're living a life of avodas Hashem. You're paying good money for it. You're putting yourself through many inconveniences for it, right? But so much of those actions, their quality is going to be determined by where your mind is. Where your mind is. Like the pasuk says, "Mikol mishma nitzor libecha." More than anything else, guard your mind. guard your heart. Right? This is Rabbi Miller's famous Yisoy, that heart, essentially, the word lev means mind. You need sources for that. It's Rabbeinu Yonah and Mishlei Lemaisa. Okay, what? Sorry, it's in Eben Ezra. What? That the heart, lev means the mind. It's in Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra on the pasuk of B'chol Levavecha. So, whatever the case is, more than anything else, guard your mind, because that's where its effects are life. Meaning, again, like we said, you're living a life of doing mitzvahs. But whether that's going to earn you hundreds of dollars or millions of dollars is going to depend where your mind is. So your mind is ultimately going to determine the true quality of your life. When we're talking spiritually, we're talking about the Mabba. Vamra Torah, the Torah says, Ki etza lev ha'adam ra min urav. Omar ki yadati esitzroi. Meaning, the etza hara will be working on pulling your mind away. Vamra ki kol levav is derech Hashem v'kol yitza machshav es mevin. Hashem pays attention to the thoughts, and what he really wants is where your heart and mind is. Vamra ki koi v'lecha adova ma'od b'ficho levav chala asoisai. Whether we're talking about Avodas Hashem in general, or we're talking about specifically about tshuva, this pasuk, I'm telling you that all it takes is applying your mind to it, etc. Quotes a few pasuk into this effect. Valken yesh locha achili ishtadel. Therefore, put efforts into ensuring liyis kol maasecha miyuchadim labayri yisbarach, that whatever you do, you should be intending it. You should be directing it toward Hashem. And that's as a matter of the mind, right? Don't let the efforts that you're putting in just come out without any weight. Just come out empty. Don't forget about what we've been discussing. Because in this shah, I have presented you with the collection of all the different ways that an act that you're doing for Hashem could be messed up, could be soured, could be pulled off course. And all those things that we've been discussing have all kinds of different manifestations and offshoots. So, therefore, he says, put in effort to keeping conscious of this. This gets worn down with time. You have to keep reinvigorating yourself, renewing your resolve to have my mind focused on one thing only, with the mitzvahs that I'm doing, to be dedicated to Hashem. So, okay, not to tzorich lishama man. Be careful to avoid all the pitfalls we've been discussing. Bechol yicholtech. To the best of your ability, and then we strive to reach a place where the acts that we do are wholeheartedly dedicated to Hashem, only exclusively, dedicated only to Him. So Hashem will indeed take it as a pleasing karma. Approach this the same way you approach your material affairs. Meaning what? When you want to buy a car, you're not just going to take any car or whatever. You'll put effort into determining, how can I get the most quality for my money? How can I get the best value for my money? So, when you are spending time and efforts and energies on mitzvahs, take a moment to step back and think, how can I get the best value for my energy? Also, you want to know, what are the catches, right? Buying an apartment, buying a car, what are the catches, especially? So, here, when I'm doing my sim on a regular basis, I want to make sure. Let me review the various pitfalls. Are any of them making their way into my life now? Let them be completely clean of anything false. What do we mean by false? By false, we mean a mitzvah that's done very beautifully in order to what? In order to impress the next guy. That's a forged mitzvah, he's calling that. Vezach min abilbul. It should be clean of anything else mixed in other than pure kavana for Hashem. V'kivan sha'atoyisus ha'binyanei olamcha ha'kala. This is what you do for your material matters. Kol shekein shetase kiflayim binyanei achrischa ha'kayem. Certainly, when you're busy collecting assets, when you're busy setting up your estate for the next world, you certainly want to be doing this that much more. And with the things that are going to bring you close to Hashem. Put in efforts to make your maasim, the things that you do, as high a quality, as pure as possible, even if there'll be less as a result. It's better than if you put in efforts to do a lot of maisim, but they're not as pure. It says, well, okay, let's read a little bit more. Because the little that's pure is a lot. And if there's a lot of quantity, it's made in China, right? Bilti, impure. It's not worth much. Name by tail, it won't bring much benefit. The kosher cream. And he says, all the more so. It's certainly true if your actions will be few in quantity and also impure, for sure. Okay? These are hair. What a classic example of this? It's what in halacha is toiv ma'at bekavana mehabois beloy kavana. Right? Better to daven a little bit with kavana than a lot without kavana. Sometimes I really want to clarify something just halachically. So come and say also Shemana Esrei. Maybe it's better to say four brachos with kavana than 19 without. So that it wasn't said about things that you have to say. It's not what it says. The things that you have to say, you have to say. Chazal set it up such that you say this for the purpose of having a system that you work with, and you try to imbue kavanah. Here you're working a little bit backwards. Chazal set up things that you're doing all the time. Don't wait for the kavanah. On the contrary, the way we approach, let's say, davening Shemoneh Esrei is, we daven, if we wait to have kavanah, we would daven, I don't know, a couple of times a year. But, so here, it's on the other way around. Chazal figured, you'll do better having to daven every single day and having to imbue it with kavanah. You'll end up with more tefillahs with kavanah than if you wait to have kavanah. That's Chazal's cheshbon there. But when it comes to, for example, adding more things that you don't have to do, things you don't have to do, saying Tehillim, let's say. It said there about extra tachnunim. That's really where it's said about. Added tachnunim, added things that you say. So better, when we're saying Tehillim, better to say two prokim with kavanah than to say 15 without, because again, there's a much more weight to those two prokim that are with the kavanah. That's where we say it. When it comes to adding more things that you're not are not part of the halachic requirement, so do it better to do things with full intent than to just be doing a lot of quantity without any mind to it. Okay, we are approaching the end of this shah. We'll stop here for now.